Anyway, the Maha Chohan is the one who works on the ray of what you would think of as intelligence, or it's a very mental focus. He really works with civilizations and the bringing about of a true civilization, which would have its heart center awakened and active, you know, and caring for one another and community and all of that. So it's a very powerful work that he does. The Maha Chohan is the one who really supports and overlights or overlooks the work of the seven great masters that I mentioned. The Christ holds the energy of the developed heart, or the perfectly formed love, wisdom, attitude in all areas. And the Manu works with bringing the idea, what it is that God wants to manifest. And so the three of them are very closely connected, and yet they're very individual. And then above that, there are two other, there's many, but there are a couple of other great beings that I want to mention. Sanyat Kumara first, who has many names, but one of them that he's most commonly called is the Lord of the World. And he brought with him, when he made his decision to come to this planet, six other beings known as Kumaras. And they all worked in concert for the evolution of the planet, from its forming, the land masses and water and everything, to everything. I just can't even describe the work. It's unfathomable. It really is. It really and truly is. Above Sanyat Kumara, we have the planetary logos. And here's an interesting point that I've bumped into. A lot of people say that he and Sanyat Kumara are the same, but there are some, Alice Bailey in particular, I think Blavatsky, and then some of the older texts that really say they are not one and the same. The planetary logos is an enormously great being who's given everything to ensoul this planet. And you can think of him as the god of the planet, I guess. Sanyat Kumara has been compared to being like his ego. I can give you a step down of this. If you think of your own soul, your soul has many, it's vast beyond our comprehension and very wise, and it has many offshoots or personalities, of which I happen to be one of my soul at this time. There are many others. And Sanyat Kumara is the representative of the absolute will of the planetary logos. So in one way of speaking, he is one of that being's personalities, you might say. It's very hard to conceptualize all this, but there are those that are teaching that they are one and the same, and my sense is they are not. Sanyat Kumara is rather accessible, actually. You can call on this being, and many people have had a response such that it can be written or channeled, that kind of thing. But the Logos himself is more like the unrevealed aspect, although he can be known. It's hard to put that in a nutshell, but I'll talk a little bit more about that as we go on. So that's just a brief encapsulation of what we think of as the hierarchy. Above that, you have so many other beings, not the least of which are the great archangels. Mother Mary is very active there. You have the Lords of Karma. A lot of them are women, which I find very interesting, but wonderful all at the same time. Kuan Yin is one of those, and Portia, the Lady Nada. There are any number. It's a great group of them. You have the Elohim, another great group of beings. You will find, if you study this at all, there is the number 3 and the number 7 that comes up repeatedly. They're very sacred numbers. And you could do a whole class just on how that works and the number of multiples of 7 and all of that. So, well, let's talk about the 7 different masters. How many of you have heard of these names? Do you recognize Kuthumi and Amorian? You know, some of that. Okay. I think we're going to hear more. More will be written, you know.